There aren't a lot of lawsuits against Wisconsin doctors. According to the Academy of Wisconsin Trial Lawyers, only one out of 22,000 Wisconsin citizens will go to court over a doctor's mistake. Grafton farmer Tim Call and his wife did, reluctantly, they say. The couple sued Cedar Mills Clinic because their son developed brain damage due to an undetected problem during birth 8 years ago. As a result, the Call's son, Sean, is legally blind and eats from a feeding tube.
Other kids that are half his age or one-year-olds do more than he can, and it just jolts you all of a sudden that Sean's never going to be able to do those things.
A jury awarded the Calls $930,000. That was more than law allowed at the time, so what they and their lawyer eventually got was less than half that. Recently, the courts declared that limit on pain and suffering unconstitutional, potentially exposing doctors to even larger lawsuits. Mark Grappentine is an attorney with the Wisconsin Medical Society, which is pushing for a new cap.
The court's decision has been quite jarring to the physician community in the last 7 weeks. There's no doubt about that. It is unbelievable the amount that I have heard from physician members.
And Eric Borgerding of the Wisconsin Hospital Association says potentially large jury awards could drive up doctors' liability rates. If rates go up, he says doctors may leave and patients could find care harder to get, especially in rural areas.
We do not need to experience the dismantling of a healthcare system. We need to prevent it from happening.
But groups like Wisconsin Citizen Action and the Center for Advocacy say smaller jury awards won't necessarily reduce doctors' premiums or overall health care prices for patients. They point out less than 1% of health costs are due to malpractice claims. Consumer groups say health costs are going up for other reasons. They cite lavish hospitals designed to attract patients, and they blame delayed care caused by lack of insurance. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.